The Clean Water Act regulates pollution in the nation's waterways. Politicians, lawyers, and activists have argued for decades about just which waters should be protected. Today, the Trump administration weighed in with a proposal to strip federal protections from thousands of miles of waterways and vast areas of wetlands. NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
When the Clean Water Act was passed in 1972, it was pretty direct, restricting pollution in the nation's navigable waters. Think waterways that are big enough to float a boat. What was less clear is how far the federal government should go to stop that pollution. Does that mean tributaries to those bigger waterways should be protected, or just the waterways themselves? In 2015, the Obama administration sought to bring clarity, imposing a broad definition that included wetlands and upstream water sources. The Trump administration, seeking its own clarity, is doing the opposite, proposing to severely restrict the number of waterways that get federal protection. Here's Andrew Wheeler, acting administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency.
Today, EPA and the Army Corps are proposing a new definition of waters in the United States that puts an end to the previous administration's power grab.
Wheeler signed the proposal surrounded by Republican lawmakers, agriculture interests, and manufacturing groups, folks who decried the Obama rule as a regulatory overreach. Randy Noel, chairman of the National Association of Home Builders, says that the new proposal should make it easier for development to take place.
As a home builder, I'm pretty excited about it because we hadn't had any lots to build on.
Noel lives in South Louisiana, an area with a lot of wetlands. He says developers were running scared the last few years because it wasn't ever clear which wetlands were federally regulated and which weren't.
Hopefully this redefinition will fix that.
Under the new proposal, the only wetlands that will be federally protected are those that are adjacent to a major body of water, or ones that are connected to a major waterway by surface water. Untold millions of acres of wetlands will no longer have that federal protection. Neither will untold miles of ephemeral streams, or waterways that only flow after precipitation. The EPA says it does not have a precise number for either. Chris Wood, president of Trout Unlimited, a conservation organization, says that's one of the proposal's problems.
A lot of these environmental issues are complicated and they're confounding, and you can see both sides of them. This one, it implicates our drinking water.
Beyond that, he says, it compromises wildlife habitat and areas that people use for recreation. A number of environmental groups are already promising to challenge a proposal. Trout Unlimited, Wood says, is not an overly litigious group.
But, you know, when it comes to tainting drinking water, which, you know, we all need every day, you know, if need be and we find it deeply flawed enough, we will likely litigate.
The public now has 60 days to comment. Nathan Rott, NPR News.